Heroes Ain't My Baby. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney.
The dog ate my homework.
Something like that.
Any number of excuses. Hey, if you want to know how to optimize the color ink in your printer, if you want to know why we're not real particularly fond of wireless print servers, if you want to know what the F4 shortcut does, and if you want to be prepared for a new worm that's out there, then you should be a subscriber of our weekly newsletter. It's absolutely free, and you'll get both the before the radio show and after the radio show follow-up information about the stuff you heard on the show. So check it out at datadoctors.com. Click on the free help section. You'll see all kinds of things there. So.
And that after the radio show information would include things like John, who wants to know, where do I buy a cheap PC for the kids?
Right, John?
Yeah.
Are you in a pet store?
No, I'm at a restaurant.
Oh.
Even better. You sure it's not a combination pet store / restaurant?
We got
a few hefties out here.
I guess. All right, so you're trying to find a very inexpensive computer to do what, first of all?
Well, yeah, teach my daughter how to use the Microsoft and products.
You plan to like use educational things and games?
Internet, yeah. And my wife locked me out of my computer, her ex-wife. So I can't get it, so I need something just to write a resume and everything right now.
Here's the thing you have to be aware of. When it comes to our kids and making and creating a machine that's actually good, usable electronics for them because of the kinds of things that they want to be able to do, going to the low-end, old, cheap equipment, you'll find that it's a very short-term solution because a lot of the things that they need to be able to do, especially if you're like getting software specific to educational purposes or if you're going to let them play games on it, that kind of thing, that actually pushes the computer a lot harder than you just writing resumes or surfing for email and that kind of stuff.
Well, so, right now I just need resumes and email and just to show her how to navigate.
Okay. The inexpensive computer that you're looking for, do you have a price range in mind you're trying to hit? And we'll tell you whether this is even...
$200.
Here's the thing. If you're going to buy a used computer, I wouldn't buy it from anybody unless you personally know them.
All right.
Because the used computer world is full of scam artists and junk.
Right.
And you got to think about when somebody's getting rid of it, it's probably because it's not real functional for them. Not that it doesn't necessarily work, but I'm assuming you're going to want to run like Windows, and you're going to want to be able to get online, which means you need a modem, and you're going to need to be able to do some basic things.
Right.
That if there was a usable machine out there that could do these things, probably somebody wouldn't be getting rid of it.
Also, if you arrange to buy a machine from somebody and they said, well, you know, I'm working, just meet me at the parking lot of this grocery store. Or if they say, you know what, I'm going to be in your neighborhood. Why don't I just come by and drop it off for you and make sure you pay cash. You got to be careful because these things are complicated and you can't tell just by looking at it that there's a problem.
No, I did that. I bought a Scepter laptop and I got burned.
Yeah, so that's the problem. I can't give you good advice on how to not get burnt.
Online and places like eBay and things, unless you really know what you're doing, that's a very scary place to try to do this. You know, about the best thing I can think, and it's not even really much of an endorsement, if you had somebody in a neighborhood that was having an actual yard sale, like a regular Joe, that might not be such a bad way to go, because at least it's not somebody blatantly trying to rip you off.
Well, you know where they live.
Yeah, you kind of do.
So, be very, very, very careful.
What about a low-end entry one, then?
Well, that's getting something with a warranty with some level of backing or what have you, but I don't know of anybody. I mean, you'll see that there are manufacturers out there advertising machines for, like, $299.
Like they advertise on TV and things?
By the time you actually get it to where you can use it, that $299 machine's about $600, $700.
So I'm looking at $1,000 easy.
No, you don't have to spend $1,000, but
probably $500 plus to get started, because they're not telling you that $299 machine doesn't include the price to ship it to you, which is $100. It doesn't include Windows that you're going to need to run. You know, by the time you're done, it's going to probably be $500 plus.
There's
the low end.
There's a manufacturer out there doing a big promotion with a free printer. Guess what doesn't come with that free printer?
The
interfacing cable or the ink cartridges.
And those are the most expensive. Yeah,
exactly. So you have to, the advertised price you see, you got to remember there's big price wars going on out there. We always tell people never buy the lowest priced anything in technology, whether it's a digital camera, a flash card, a cell phone, whatever it is. That lowest end technology is the most problematic. So be very, very careful there as well.
That big retailer you're mentioning, I think they're actually involved in a big class action lawsuit right now for doing exactly that, for bait and switch, for telling people it's one price, and by the time you actually buy it, it's two and three times that price.
There is a group in California bringing a class action lawsuit with that, folks. So, all right, does that help you?
Well, I still have a computer.
Well, but you know what? You part with your $200 and you don't have a computer. Which one would you rather be? hang on to that $200 until, I mean, like I said, if you can find a friend or family member, somebody you can trust, and buy it from them.
I'm all alone in Arizona, so I guess I'm going to Serpent City.
Hey, John, I got a plan for you.
Yeah?
Powerball tickets, my friend.
There you go.
Oh, I bought my ticket already.
200 Powerball tickets. No, I'm sorry. That's irresponsible.
But five of them might be okay.
Maybe. Do five.
All right. John, good luck to you, but be very, very careful, please.
Thank you.
All right. We got time for Mike or not?
Let's see if we can... I have no idea because the thing's right in there. Let's just see what happens. We'll try to squeeze Mike in and do our best.
Mike, you had a question about the move command in Windows?
Yes, I did.
And you wanted to know what now?
If you use the move command to move a file from your hard drive to, say, a flash drive, does it leave any trace of it on your hard drive?
Oh, yeah.
The move command is actually like the lazy man's way to do two things at once.
Yeah, it's a two-in-one command.
Move actually is copy, then delete.
Oh, okay.
Even though they call it move, it's really those two things.
Okay, so when you move it, you won't be able to see it anymore in Windows. But if you're asking, can somebody that knows what they're doing come along and get a copy of that? Absolutely.
Okay.
So, yeah, move is the two-in-one command that basically gives you copy and delete.
Okay. Cool.
Now, if you want, there's a program. If you go hunting it like Google, you can look for a program called Eraser.
It's free.
And it's eraser.exe, so put that in at Google. And you'll go and find that program. You could go ahead and just do a regular copy.
Right.
And then instead of delete, once you've installed this program, when you right-click, there will be an erase option, will make it for sure nobody's
gone.
Getting that.
Yeah. It's military grade, like 20, it overwrites the sectors like 28 times or something. You know, it's ridiculous.
It's gone.
Okay.
All right.
That answers my question.
All right, Mike. Good luck.
All right, thanks.
Take care. And Peter and Dick, if you're going to hang tight there, we're out of time here on the show. We don't want to cut you off anyway. Plus, we give you more time off the air.
Absolutely. If you missed any part of the show and you want to check it out, if you want to see the resources, hear the resources, you can do both of those things anytime online on demand. datadoctors.com. You click on the radio show section. You can peruse old shows. You can go back in time. You can listen. You can listen live during the show. You can listen on demand after the show. It's all there for you anytime. datadoctors.com.
And for those, I guess we had somebody call saying that we were being too goofy and not enough technical stuff. Sorry, we're not about technology. We're not here to teach anybody. We're here to entertain ourselves. If you learn something, we apologize.
Purely by accident.
If you read the EULA for this radio show, the end user license agreement for listening is, let's have fun.
Actually, there's an addendum to that, let's have fun.
What's that?
It's Ken and Brandon reminding you each and every week, right here on the computer corner.
If it ain't broke,
don't fix it!
See you next week.
I'm telling you.